performance. Life is a profound performance.
Life is a performance. It is a profound performance. Kind of like the internet at this location. So I'm not even sure that you're going to be able to hear me or catch my words, but I'm going to try. If it's not working, I will upload the show, which I am recording right now, and I will upload it later today. Because this is a very, very vital, important message. Life is a profound performance. You are not sitting in a theater watching a movie silently and you never leave. You never leave the theater. You just keep watching the same movie over and over and over. And there's a magical man in this hidden room behind the lights that you can't recognize. And your life plays over and over. That is the way that some of us live our lives. That is the way that many people live their lives. That is the way that some people use their own and others' psychic. As if life is happening to you. As if life is happening to you. This most important message, the root of your existence, needs to be awake, aware, on your fucking game about the fact that life is a profound performance. You are not sitting silently watching a movie over and over and never leaving. If you are, get the fuck up and get the fuck out. Because you're living in some dark, altered reality that is not real. Now, we can do that. Life affords us the ability to live any way that we choose. We can live in a lie. We can live in a dark theater with a repeated movie over and over and over again. As long as you want. As long as you want. But it's not reality. Reality is you're on stage and you've read the script, but you've forgotten certain parts. Some of the script changes while you're on stage, but you're an improvisist. You're an improv. You improv. You make shit up as you go along. You intuitively play your part. I'm here to assist you, man. I showed up in this world with like stars and moons and planets like lining me up for 12 kind of intersections of psychic. So my clarity is zinging all over the place. And it's never wrong. So I get to assist you in your clarity, in your direction. In you playing your part. It is vitally important that you wake up to this reality. You are either co-creating your reality or you are a victim in this world and life happens to me. On Wednesday's night show, there were a couple of callers that just said, am I going to do this tomorrow? Is this person going to do that tomorrow? That's not what psychic is for. That's a delusional, irrelevant use and an ego use of psychic. Because life does not happen to us. You betcha there is some script written. You betcha there's a director that you're working with. There is an almighty person, people's, person's energetic field in charge of your life, but you are on stage playing it out. You have a voice, you have a conscious awareness, you are awake in the dream of life, in your dream of life. I remember on Wednesday, I said, at the beginning of the show, I said, I'll tell you a secret. The secret missed the secret. And for whatever reason I came upon, well, the reason is I'm playing my part and I'm on stage in a performance. And so the universe brings me what I'm thinking about. The universe brings me what I need. The universe is bringing me in my awake dream. I came across something that said Beyond the Secret, and I clicked on it, and sure enough, it was the original players of The Secret, and they were saying, we missed the secret. Your words are not enough. It's your intent. It's your knowing place. They used different words, but those are the words that I was speaking to on Wednesday night. You are a co-conspirator and you must be awake in your performance. So when I get those kinds of calls, they are irrelevant to me because that is not the purpose of psychic. That is a perspective that says life happens to me. Tell me what life is going to do to me. There are things that are coming your way. There are things in your present day that are a part of your script. And they will just be. Sometimes when people experience things, that is the way it's going to be. I will tell you that. And then you decide in your on stage performance, if that feels right to you too. Everybody is psychic. Everybody is living in the energetic field. I've got a few more flares going maybe than some people. But you are not alone in the ability to see. I want you to wake up to that. Because just wandering around in life and going, oh, what's life going to do to me? What's life going to do to me? Boring. Oh, God awful, mind soul crushing, boring. So that's not what we do here. What we do here is awake. We participate. We are involved. We use psychic in the intention that it is given to all of us. We use it as a tool. Because otherwise this existence would be cruel as shit, right? It would be like, ooh, let me create, let me send all these souls down to this planet where now they have feelings and now they have mental thoughts and they've got an ego and they got to figure that out without any tools. Oh, please. I'm a stupid human being. And if I were to create a God or a consciousness, I would give you lots of tools to play with, to discover, to get real about. And you decide what's real. or using psychic as a tool while you are on stage in your performance. Amen, amen. Hear that? We're crumpling up that paper and throwing it to the front of my house. Now, with that said, amen, let's get to some calls and see what is up in other people's lives. And I'm hoping that my internet connection has made things clear for you, and it will continue to make things clear with you. So let's go to the calls. 770 area code. Let's see if this works. Can you
Hello?
Hear me okay?
Yes, hi. Okay.
Oh, good. What can I do for you today?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I'm calling about my son.
Yes.
He's getting in trouble in school, marijuana,
yep,
and all that. And he hurt himself on a skateboard. And
he needs a good male mentor, honey. Where does he have positive, kind, sensitive, compassionate men? That's what he needs.
He lives with his father.
Oh, he does. Is his dad compassionate and kind and teaching him how to be a soul-connected human being, or is he more like...
His father works all the time and don't spend no time with him.
Well, there you go. That's exactly why. So go find him some other men who can be a mentor, because your boy is also feeling terribly guilty, like it's his fault, like he's not good enough, that his dad doesn't spend time with him. Now, we don't need to tell kids that. They just make those conclusions on their own, right? Because someone's not spending time with them, especially the father or the mother. But in this case, his daddy. Those boys need a good, compassionate, kind, sensitive, strong man to be a representative of who they are to become. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Well, he's 16
yep.
years old, and now he's
yeah.
smoking marijuana, and now they
yep.
want to kick him out of the school. So I want to see, do you see him coming out of this? I think they're going to give him some help. They're going to see
yeah,
him.
I would... Right. So you're in a tricky situation because even though you're his mama and you love him more than anybody will ever love him in his life, he's kind of set in a way because this has been going on for so long. It looks like there is some leeway in there for you to intervene. But I want you to approach him from the place of, I know you're struggling. I get that you're feeling like shit in the world, and let's try to figure this out because I don't want you to destroy your life. He doesn't need any more correction because he's already feeling like he is a correction. Do you know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, too many times people just like, well, let's give him some strong boundaries. Let's give him some strong boundaries. But what that boy needs is a gentle hand from a man and some compassion. And you could try to get him that. You could speak for him about that at the school. You could pray for that. Ask for the universe to bring you the right direction, okay? He
mm-hmm.
is going to get through this, but he's going to go through some dark years first. I see him about 23 kind of waking up and going, oh, my God, what the hell have I done? And now I'm going to take charge. And that's what's going to pull him out of this. is he's going to have to sit up one day and just go, wait a minute, this is nuts, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, he's smoking weed and vaping.
Well, right, and that's just a symptom, honey. That's just him trying to cope with him feeling like shit. He feels like he's worthless. He feels like he doesn't matter, you know? And he's, you know, unfortunately, it looks like he's going to keep going through some dark days. But let me tell you this. Listen, sweetie, listen. Mama's prayers count 10 times more than anybody else's. I want you to remember that. Every single day, you got to sit up and send loving energy, pray for him to get the right stimulus, the right people, the right words, the right messages, so that he gets through this time without it being good. You listen, because you're going to hold him safe. You're the one that's going to keep him safe, purely because you're going to pray. You're going to pray this, right? And you're going to try to intervene, but it's extremely difficult when a teenage boy is already acting out because he hasn't gotten what he's needed all these years. And now he's acting out, and what he needs is intervention from a man who's got his shit together. And so it's difficult for mamas to be able to intervene, but you're still going to try. And you're going to pray every time. You're going to ask for the Holy Spirit to take over your mind, body, soul in all those moments to say the right thing, to do the right thing. And that's where your strength lies. And you will be able to keep him safe. I promise you that. You are going to be able to keep him safe. Because you and I just talked right now in this moment, and it's a sealed deal. We're going to keep him safe. But he's going to go through more darkness until he's a young adult. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
And girl, you are not alone. There's a lot of us that have gone through very similar things. And it's the most awful feeling in the world to watch your baby struggle. And it's the most awful feeling in the world to know that, what am I to do? Oh my gosh, how can I intervene? It's tough, extremely tough.
So you said God, he's going to go from God's age into
23? Yeah, I think he's going to keep going through some dark stuff, but you're going to just pray him, and it's going to make a big difference. It's going to make a big difference. But
can you enlighten me what that may be?
What do you mean? Well, what will be?
The dark age, the dark.
Well, kind of the way he's traveling right now, he's just going to keep being involved with drugs. He's going to keep acting out. He's just going to have to go through some really tough times of, you know, having some involvement with, you know, law enforcement. And it's just not going to be fun to watch. And you're going to have to just do your pray a lot. And you're going to have to call on the Holy Spirit to be with you in those moments of when you get to make some, you've got to make some decisions.
Okay.
Yeah, but you just got to keep, we just got to keep him safe. We got to keep him alive till he gets a little bit older.
Wow.
You're not alone, sweetie. Look around. There's a lot of mamas doing the same damn thing.
Ooh.
This is not entertainment, that's for sure.
Well.
All right, sweetie. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, my love. Hang in there and then call me back another time, okay? And we'll give you some more love.
Okay, thank you. What prayer should I say?
You just pray from your heart. You know. There is not any.
Yeah,
don't look for written prayers. Just pray from your heart.
Okay.
For God Almighty, save my boy. Keep him safe. Keep him safe. Keep him safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you sit and meditate, the more energy work you do. Look into doing some energy work yourself also. Like, learn to do some breath.
Oh, you read my mind. Oh, my goodness. You're a mind reader.
That's what just popped in for me. Oh, go do some energy work. Yeah. Good. All right, my love. We'll talk again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye for now. You're welcome, honey. Oh, those little beans, man, they can pull on our hearts. Damn. All right, let me go to the next caller. 602 area code, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Good, how
good
are
morning.
You?
Good, good.
So, anyway, I've been making a lot of changes going on right now. And one of them is changing my location and looking to do a transfer with my job. And I went yesterday. I was just wondering, was that a good decision or should I have looked for a different job?
No, you're scared because it's new and different. Don't let the fear take over your wisdom. You've made good decisions. I like both moves. Feel really well thought through. It feels like you did the right thing. Like, you know, our intuition is like, yeah, this would be so cool. And then our mind goes, and the brain stuff.
Oh, you were cutting in and out a little bit. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Hello? Uh-oh. I lost you. No, I can't hear you. I'll hang up and try again. Fuck, 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 fuck.